Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 11th day of Shvat, Tov Shin Pei Beis, Masechta Brachos, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Ches. There's a mitzvah in our Torah to bench after eating food, as it says, V'chalta v'savoto v'irachtas Hashem alakecha al haretz hatefa shenasanoch. We learn from the words, V'chalta v'savoto v'irachta, that you have to thank Hashem for the food. We learn Birkas Hazan, the bloch of they make for Hazan Asakal. Al Ha'aretz, that tells us the bloch of thanking for the land. Hatoiva, the good land, that refers to Ben Yerushalayim, which is described as Ha'or Hatov Hazeh. And Chacham said, what's this goodly mountain? That's Yerushalayim. So these three brachas, which have their source in the Torah, in that Pasuk, many hold that the first three brachas are therefore Min HaTorah, benching. They were established with specific nusach text that came later on. Moshe Rabbeinu did the first bracha hazan, Yeshua did the second one, Al-Aretz, David and Shlomo HaMelech made the Ben Yerushalayim, but the text is Mirabana, but the actual brachas, the idea of making these brachas is Min HaTorah, the giving bracha for these three things. Afterwards, the Chachamim added a fourth bracha of HaTovah HaMeitiv that was made in Yavne, after they had the miracle of the bodies of Beitar, the people that were killed in Beitar, did not decay. They made the bracha HaTov in honor of that the bodies did not decay after many years, and HaMeitiv, that they were actually brought to Kvura. That's the bracha HaTov HaMeitiv. But this is a Takana of the Rabbanon that was made later on. Our Mishnah is going to talk about the Shalosh, the Birkas HaMazon, and refers to it as Shalosh Brachos because they're the ones which are Min HaTorah. And it's going to tell us, After what type of food do you make this Birkas HaMazon? Now, after bread, which comes from their five grains, everyone agrees you make benching. Amish is going to talk about not having bread. If he had, let's say, mezonos, if he had figs, if he had grapes, what's the halacha then? And other foods. Says the Mishnah, Ochal te'enim anovim v'rimonim. If a person ate figs, grapes, or pomegranates, or in fact any of the fruits which are of the seven minim that the land of Israel has been blessed with, like dates or like olives, mevarech acharehen shalosh brachos. One makes the full benching of Birkas HaMazon. As we said, the shalosh brachos, those three blessings. Why does it mention three? Because they're the ones min haTorah. Birkas HaMazon, divrei Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel holds that even though it's not bread, anything of the seven kinds with which the land has been blessed with, the land of Israel, wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, dates, you make a bracha, the full benching. And he says this because the Pasuk says, Eretz chita usa'ira, gefen teinav rimayin. And then it talks about a land and mentions wheat, barley, and mentions the seven minim. And then it says, a land where you will not eat bread in poverty, V'chalta v'savata, and you will eat and be satisfied, and you shall bless Hashem your God. Says Rabban Gamliel, well, the bracha is telling us, the pasuk is telling us to bless Hashem for all the foods mentioned above. The foods mentioned above include the seven minim, so they have to be included for benching. V'chachamim oimrim, bracha achas mein shalosh. The chachamim say, now, after figs or grapes or pomegranates, any of the foods that are not bread, you don't make a full Birkas HaMazon, you do a summary of the Birkas HaMazon, which the Mishnah calls Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. It's called a summary of the three. It's a miniature benching. It's what we call Al HaEitz or Al HaMichya if it's for Mezonos. And there's a different one for the different foods. So for the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, like pomegranates and dates and figs, you'd say Al HaEitz Val Pri HaEitz. For things like the for grain, for mezonos, you'd make ala michev al kalkola, and for wine, there's a special one ala geffen. The Chachamim, however, hold that they differ from Rabban Gamliel. They say that when it says v'chalta v'savata v'irachta, you shall give a bracha, bench Hashem, the full benching, that's only going on the pasuk directly before it. Eretz asher lo b'miskenus tocha b'lechem, a land where you will not eat bread in poverty. It's talking about bread. And right after that it says, V'chalta v'savata v'rachta. So the Chacham say that refers to the immediate pasuk, the pasuk immediately before this, which is only talking about bread. And you only bench, therefore, after eating bread, which is the halacha. and bread, of course, coming from the five grains. And on the other foods, as we said, as the Mishnah says, me'en shalosh, it's a miniature benching. It's the alamichya or ala eitz or ala gefen. Now we come to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva omer, afilu ochal shelek v'humazono, even if he eats some vegetables, some cooked vegetables, he cooked some potatoes, and he's satisfied with that, and it filled him. Mevorech acharav shalosh brachos, you make the full benching after that, full birkas hamazon. Rabbi Akiva learns that because it says v'chalta v'savata uvirachta, he translates these words literally, if you eat and you're satisfied, then you should bench. So according to him, he says, look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, you just have to be satisfied. If you're satisfied with the potatoes, so you bench after the potatoes, if you made your meal out of that. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is like the chachamim, that specifically the pasuk, when it talks about benching, is talking about the food just previously mentioned, namely lechem, bread. Hashoisa maim litzvoi, when it drinks water to satisfy his thirst, he's thirsty. Omer shakol niyabidvar, he makes a shahakol. But if he drinks water because he just wants to swallow something down that got stuck in his throat and he wants to just get it down, he's not thirsty, then you don't make a bracha at all. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, he says no. He says, when you want to drink water, you're thirsty, you make borei nefoshes rabois. That's the bracha you make before drinking the water. The halacha is not like Rabbi Tarfon, however. The halacha is before you drink water, you do make shahakol niyavidvarai, if you're thirsty. And after you drink the water, then you say borei nefoshes. And the assembly with other foods that are not of the seven kinds of Eretz Yisrael, that are not bread, that you would make the bracha achrona would be bor nefoshes if you had in a sufficient quantity of that food or drink and you had it within a certain amount of time. Perek Shavi, Mishnah Aleph. Our perek is now going to talk about the laws of making a mezumen. When do people have to get together and they say, let's bench, nezam nevorech, Shechalna Mishalai. Shlosha Shachal Keachot, three people that ate together, Chayov and Azamen, are obligated to bench and make what's called the Birkas Hazimon, the invitation to bench before benching. One person invites the other two to make the bracha. He says to them, Nevarech Shechalna Mishalai, and they answer, Baruch Shechalna Mishalai Tuchino, and he follows with that. Where do we get that from? Why three? We get this from a Pasuk in Tehillim, Gadlu Lashemiti. The Pasuk says, give thanks or give greatness to Hashem with me. Now, Gadlu means you're talking to two people. You need at least two people to talk to say Gadlu, that's plural. One man talking to two people, that means you've got three. The minimum of anything in plural is two. So you're talking to two and one's inviting them to bench. So three people have to then do what's called the Zimun. They do this introduction to benching. Come, let's bench. Invitation to bench. However, we'll soon see that not always is this done. Ochel demai, what happens if a person ate demai? Now, demai is food that was bought from an ama oretz. Why was it called demai? Demai means dot mai, what is it? We're not sure if it was tithed or not tithed. Many people were, in the times of the Mishnah, many people were amaratzim and they were not separating maisras. They didn't separate the tithes. And not from Maaser Rishon, not Maaser Sheni. And the Chacham therefore made a takana that if you buy food from an Amah Aretz, and you're not sure if it's been taken and tithed, not, you have to take it. You have to take Maaser Sheni yourself, and Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. And from the Maaser Rishon, from the first tithe, you have to then give a tenth of that to the Levi gets his first tithe, gets his Maaser Rishon. He gives a tenth of that to the Kohen. The Maaser Sheni you take up to Yerushalayim and you eat yourself in Yerushalayim. Or you redeem it if it's too much to carry. Now, what happens if he ate demai? He bought this produce from an Amoritz and he didn't separate the Maaseris. Are you allowed to join such a person who did the wrong thing to your Zimun? Do you invite him to do it? The answer is yes, you can. Why is that? And that's because most Amaharatzim did take Maaser. The Chachamim were not so strict, therefore, to say, oh, well, you didn't obey our Takana, therefore we're going to not let you bench, be invited to bench. No, we still invite such a person. That doesn't mean he doesn't bench. He has to bench. We're talking about being made part of a Zimun, part of a collection of three, to make that invitation to bench. What's another example of someone who will be in, we do include him in the Zimun. Or Maaser Rishon Shenitl Trumaser. If you have Maaser Rishon, the first Maaser, that the Truma was taken from. Now, what does that mean? How we take Truma and Maaser is as follows. At first, the farmer takes what's called Truma Gedola. That's 1/50, 2%. He gives it to the Kohen. But that's only done after the Tvua, the produce, is nicely bundled in a kri. Once it's nicely bundled, it's been smoothened over into a nice heap, and it's the threshing is done, and the sifting, and the winnowing is done, now it becomes obligated in giving Truma. After the Truma is taken, that's 2%, then Maaser Rishon is taken, a first tenth, 10% of their balance. That's given to the Levi. The Levi takes a tenth of that, and he gives that to the Kohen. That's called Maaser of the Maaser, or Trumas Maaser. After the Maaser Rishon, the first tithe that's given to the Levi, then the farmer takes Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni he takes up to Yerushalayim. He must eat it there or redeem it for money and take the money up to Yerushalayim and the food he can eat here anywhere. Now, our Mishnah is coming to tell us, what happens if a person ate Maaser Rishon where the truma of it was taken, truma meaning the truma's maaser, the Levi did the right thing, he took a maaser of the maaser, but truma gedola wasn't taken, the original truma, the 2% wasn't taken. Now, what was the case, what was the circumstance? We said before that truma gedola, the 2%, is only obligated to be taken after it's in a big heap. But here we're talking about a case where the Levi came in before it was made into a big heap. So it's not yet chayiv in Truma Gedola. The Levi came in, he took his maaser, he took his tithe before that produce was even obligated in Truma Gedola. He does not have to give Truma Gedola from his piece. He only has to give a maaser of his maaser. And that's the case we're talking about. Maaser Rishon, the first tenth, the first 10% that the Levi took, which only the Truma was taken, only the Truma, that means Trumas Maaser, he only took 10% of that, but he didn't take anything extra for the Truma that was missing at the beginning. That's fine too. You can join him for your Zuman. Or Maaser Sheni veHekdesh Sheniftu. If you have Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh, Maaser Sheni, as we said before, has to be redeemed if you don't want to carry it all the way up to Yerushalayim. Then you can eat it here. But when you redeem your own produce of Maaser Sheni, you have to add what's called a chomesh, a fifth. It's really a quarter. It's a quarter of the principal. It's called a fifth of the new cheshbon. Let's say you had $100 worth of Maaser Sheni. You'd have to add $25. That's a fifth of the new total of $125. And you take the $125 up to Yerushalayim and buy food there and eat it there. Meantime, the produce that's you've redeemed, you can eat it anywhere in the country, anywhere you like. It doesn't have to be taken up to Yerushalayim at all. Now, hekdesh is something that you redeem, that you can redeem as well. If I donate something to hekdesh, to the temple, and I want to now redeem it, I have to buy it back. I gave, let's say, $100 worth of furniture to the Beis HaMikdash, I want to redeem that back now, I have to pay $125 and I get it back. It's called adding a fifth again, adding a chomesh. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Maaser Sheni and the Hekdesh, either one of the two, was redeemed, but the person did not add that extra penalty, that extra chomesh. He didn't pay that. So he only paid the $100 to redeem back his articles or his food that he gave to Hekdesh. Or he only gave $100 to redeem the Maaser Sheni. And he ate it. He ate the produce. Is that okay? And the answer is yes, it is. He still has to pay that chomesh, but the food is considered redeemed. The Maaser Sheni is considered redeemed. The hekdesh food is considered redeemed, even though he hasn't paid that extra chomesh, and he still owes it. He still has to pay that. V'hashamash she'ochel kazais. If you have a shamash, that's a waiter who's waiting on the guests of the meal, even though he doesn't have a fixed place next to the table. As long as he's eaten a shear of a kazais, he's had food, the quantity of a kazais, he too can be included in the Zimun. Vaha kusi. Kusi are those goyim that the king of Ashur brought from a place called Kutha and from other lands. He settled them in Shomron, and they were goyim initially, but they became Jewish. And initially they were accepted as Jewish people, even though they were converted because they were afraid of their lions and the whole story there. But nevertheless, they were considered as part of the Jewish nation, and therefore mezamnin aleihem, all these people can be included as part of the Zimun. However, later on they found that these kusim were serving a statue, serving an image on the top of Har Gerizim, and they cancelled now their consideration. They cancelled them as not being part of the Jewish community anymore, and you would not be able to include a kusi in your zimun, just like you can't include a goy, as we'll see at the end of the Mishnah. But all of these cases so far, you can include for your zimun. Avol ochal tevel, but if he ate tevel, that's produce which truman maisus wasn't taken, even if it's tevel midrabonon. The farmer didn't separate the truma as he should, or the maisers. Or maiser rishon shenoidli nital trumasa. Or he had maiser rishon. Now, the maiser rishon is the Levi's first 10%. Now, we're not talking about if trumas maiser wasn't taken. That's for sure tevel. That's for sure tevel. If the Malevi hasn't given a tenth of his tenth of the coin, that's no question. The Mishnah doesn't need to tell us that. That's for sure tevel. But a kavon of our Mishnah is the Mishnah wants to tell us that the Truma Gedola wasn't taken. Now, that's normally the farmer takes that before he gives it to before he gives the 10% to the Levi. But this time, the farmer didn't do it even after it was all arranged in a beautiful heap. And it was Chayiv in Truma Gedola. And he still didn't separate the Truma Gedola. And what happened was the Levi came and took the Maiser and did not separate any Truma Gedola. He only did the Truma's Maiser. As long as he hasn't taken Truma Gedola, it's osur, it's forbidden to eat it. And if someone ate that, he can't join your minion for a zuman. He can't join your zuman, I should say, but be part of the three. Or another case, u'maaser sheni v'hekdesh shaloi niftu. If you have maaser sheni and hekdesh that were not redeemed, or even if they were redeemed but not properly kahalocha. For example, he might have used a coin that doesn't have any tzura, any image on it. You can't use coins that are blank. Or hektish that he transferred to land, he didn't use money. You can't redeem hektish, something he donated hektish with land. You've got to use money. In all these cases, it's not a proper redemption. And if a person ate these foods without properly redeeming them, or he had a waiter who was serving, but he never ate a kazais, he was just eating bits and pieces here. And that applies not just to a waiter, in fact, anybody who didn't eat a kazais. V'hanochri or a goy, and it doesn't just mean a goy, but even a person who is a convert who had circumcision, but he didn't go to mikveh. As long as he hasn't been to mikveh, he's still considered a goy. All these people that ate and cannot be included in your zimun. Ein bezamne aleihem, they cannot join to make the zimun to say Rabbi Simon Ben Benchen or Nevarich Shachal Mishlo. You can't invite them to be part of the zimun.